Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for June 28th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller, and happy Friday. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. To kick off this Friday, we have some major Apple executive news. Apple's chief design officer, Johnny Ive, is departing the company after nearly 30 years. Ive and Apple announced yesterday evening that Ive is leaving the company to form his own independent design firm. While Apple will be a client of that new design firm, he will no longer be an Apple employee. As Johnny Ive departs Apple, its design team leaders include Evans Hanke, Vice President of Industrial Design, and Alan Dye, Vice President of Human Interface Design. They will now report to Jeff Williams, the Chief Operating Officer at Apple. Mark Newson, who joined Apple's design team in 2014, will also depart to join Johnny Ive's new firm. Shifting design responsibilities to the COO seems like an interesting move on Apple's part, but the company notes that Williams has led the development of Apple Watch since its inception, and that the shift will see him spending more time in Apple's design studio, working with the design team. In Apple's press release, Tim Cook said that Apple is getting the best of both worlds with this new organizational structure. Apple's long-running design team will continue to work together, like it has for many years, but Ive will also get to continue to work with Apple through his new firm. For his part, Johnny Ive clarified that while he won't be an Apple employee any longer, he hopes to be involved with Apple for many, many years to come. Ive's new design firm will be named Love From, which Ive says comes from a Steve Jobs story based on creating designs and products that people can draw joy from. Love From will fully launch in 2020 with Apple as a client, but Ive will also take on other clients to allow him to work on products outside of technology. You may remember that in 2015, Ive stepped back from leading Apple's design team on a day-to-day basis in order to focus on Apple Parks development. In 2017, Ive returned to Apple Design Management, but his involvement still was not as great as it once was. A report from Bloomberg this morning offered more details on Ive's departure and said that following the release of the first Apple Watch in 2015, Ive started greatly reducing his workload. Since 2015, Johnny Ive has only been coming to Apple's headquarters a couple times per week, even after taking back the helm of Apple Design Management in 2017. After the launch of the first Apple Watch, Johnny Ive gave an interview in which he said he was deeply, deeply tired, and he described the development of the Apple Watch as the most difficult year at Apple since he joined the company. Since then, there had been a lot of speculation about just how involved Johnny Ive was in the day-to-day runnings of Apple's design team. Ultimately, today's Bloomberg report says that internally, the departure of Ive has been a long time coming, and that it could be a bigger change on paper than it turns out to be in reality. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Apollo is a free Reddit client for iPhone and iPad created by an indie developer. Apollo for Reddit is the most powerful way to browse Reddit on your iPhone or iPad. It features a beautiful design that fits right in on iOS and a versatile and content-first media viewer. Apollo for Reddit is ad-free and available on the App Store as a free download. A pro version is available that unlocks even more features to supercharge your Reddit use. Learn more at apolloapp.io, and my thanks to Apollo for Reddit for supporting this week's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple Services VP Eddie Q offered an update on Apple Music to French media during a roundtable meeting this week. Q touted that Apple Music has crossed 60 million paying subscribers and said that Apple continues to refine the Apple Music experience across all platforms. Apple's count of 60 million paying Apple Music subscribers is still lower than Spotify, which confirmed earlier this year that it had over 100 million paying subscribers. In the United States, however, it's believed that Apple Music has eclipsed Spotify and now has a larger paying subscriber base. As for Apple's always-on Beats 1 streaming station, Q touted that it has tens of millions of listeners. Apple has been incredibly quiet on specifics relating to the popularity of Beats 1, and this marks one of the first times it has offered any sort of data on the streaming radio station, even if it's pretty vague. Now let's hand it over to Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has a roundup of some of the best Apple deals worth checking out this weekend. Trevor?
This weekend's best offers at 9to5 Toys include Apple's 2019 MacBook Pro lineup, discounted by as much as $299. The deal started at $1,800 and marked the best offers we've seen at Amazon in 2019. Apple's latest iPad Pro is also getting a huge $249 price drop on both the 11 and 12-inch models. You'll also find deals on Wi-Fi and cellular configurations too, marking some of the best prices we've seen this year. All of today's best deals are available over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys, to make sure you don't miss out on any of the best deals, whether it's the latest MacBook Pros or the hottest Prime Day offers coming in July.
All right, thank you, Trevor. Other things worth checking out on 9to5 Mac this weekend include a video from Jeff Benjamin telling you how to create a bootable macOS Catalina USB installer drive. Additionally, Michael Stieber published details about the upcoming Singapore Apple Store that will open on July 13th. You can find both of those at links in the show notes below. Before we go, I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening to 9to5 Mac Daily this week. This has been my first full week as your new host, and taking over for Zach has meant there's some big shoes to fill. I'm still brand new to podcasting, and I'm learning a lot as I go, so please do be sure to give me any feedback you have on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Overcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Higher subscriber numbers help more people discover this show and help us keep making it every week. If you really like the show, it would be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, as that also helps new people find 9to5 Mac Daily. Lastly, I just want to thank Apollo for Reddit for being the inaugural 9to5 Mac Daily sponsor. Sponsors like Apollo help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily, bringing you new episodes 5 days per week. With all of that having been said, that wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. Thank you all very much for listening and sticking with us through this transition. Be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new week of Apple News.